I made a promise to Anna Nicole when she was alive that we would one day tell her truth.
But I didn't have the kind of money you needed in order for you to start an establishment of that magnitude.
I'm sitting here looking at the surveillance camera, and he's like, this homeless lady is in here shopping.
Oh, she was so annoying.
I'm like, Courtney Love! No. I'm like, it's Courtney Love! She's not homeless!
She was so annoying.
All right, hey guys, welcome back to the studio. We have three special guests in the house today, Paula Tu, Patrick Simpson, and Snow White 90210. Welcome to the studio.
Woo-hoo!
Yes.
You got it right, Mike Cormier.
See, this is good. It's about time you figured out there is another bitch in that room. You're not the only bitch here.
Yes. All right.
What's going on, my friend?
You guys have a ton going on right now.
Yeah.
Well,
we never not have a ton going on.
I'm not doing anything right now, so let's talk.
You guys have the number one fashion podcast, Undress.
Undress with Paul and Petrie.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And Snow White's on the cover.
I
know.
And actually, our podcast was just nominated as reality podcast at the American Reality Television Awards.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you guys already go to the ceremony?
No. Just got a nomination. Just got the nomination.
Okay, cool.
People can vote actually for it up until January the 8th, and then the ceremony will be in the spring.
Wow. Where can the audience vote?
They can just text. They can go to the artist, like theartas.com.
Cool.
And vote.
Amazing. And you guys also have Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
We did.
Oh my God, yes. Season 5.
I'm so
proud of him for being able to finish that.
Well, thank you.
I was so over all those edits that he had to do. I'm like, just finish him.
Amazing. Well, talk about your journey into the show. Like, well, how did you guys get rolling on that? Obviously, it spun out of her business.
For Gown and Out in Beverly Hills, the way it actually started, Paul is a celebrity fashion designer, had his boutique in Beverly Hills for 38 years.
Yeah.
At Rodeo in Dayton. And we had one of his clients came in, and we called her the Fainting Bride, because she had come in, and he was doing a fitting on her, and she fell over, fell flat on her head.
The real story is, every single time I did a fitting for her, I had to make the dress smaller because she was on every single medication you could imagine before her wedding that she wanted to lose weight. And she wasn't eating anything because she wanted to look really hot. So one day she comes in, she's wearing the white gown.
Yeah.
Because I do Muslim fittings in advance. She's wearing the white gown and she topples to the floor, hits her head against the mirror.
Which actually
head cracks.
Yeah.
911 has to be called. Emergency trucks pull up. And those 911 operators, as cute as they are, they're f-ing messy.
This is it. Scotland, Beverly.
Yes. Yes.
CS on Ordeo.
They started throwing all they open up packages and they just throw the stuff.
All the celebrities.
A gouge.
Well, and then the celebrity clients that would come in, like Betty White came in one time and we almost killed Betty White because she was wearing, Paul was doing this beautiful blue chiffon dress for her for the SAG Awards.
Yeah.
And he was doing her fitting. He was on his knees doing her fitting and there's like drops of blood coming down. And so,
well, I didn't know it was drops of blood.
Red started coming on her.
Red dot. I'm like, this is a turquoise gown. Like, I'm not sure what this red is here.
Yeah.
It's not my threads. And I look up at her and I see her gushing blood everywhere from her arms.
So he sends me, he goes, hurry, get her Band-Aids. And the publicist is like, oh my God, she's on Coumadin, blood thinner. So I'm like going into the back of the boutique. I'm searching everywhere. Looking for first aid. First aid, can I say that? Then, but when I hear anything, all right, I can't find one. So, the only thing I can find is rolls of toilet paper,
right?
So, I run out into the lobby, into the boutique.
That's how we roll it.
In MacGyver of Beverly Hills,
yeah, that's how we roll.
So, we're
toilet paper.
Betty White's wrists, each wrist in toilet paper. Paul's like, Betty, spread your legs. She's standing there like this.
Well, I get it once, and I didn't want any more blood on the dress. I can't clean it up. She's getting awarded in a couple of days. I can't clean this. Yes.
Like she's on a cross, literally, with toilet paper dangling on her arms. And I'm thinking to myself,
I needed to get this on camera.
TMZ.
Why didn't they get this on camera? TMZ
was out.
Yeah,
baby. Yeah. So when you have stuff like that happen, the press come, right?
They're always there.
They're now in West Hollywood. They're kind of parading up and down the street.
Yeah. But the idea for the show was then when that happened, I was like, damn, why didn't have cameras? So then I started just picking up my phone and filming all of the fittings from all the celebrity clients and everything that we had.
I think he was trying to do that not to get lawsuits, to make sure that they were at fault, not me. Yeah. Right? Because she fell and broke my fucking mirror. Right. I got that at Home Depot.
Right? Exactly.
And then the best part is we're sitting there and we're brainstorming and we had made all of this content for my iPhone. The first season one is all from my iPhone.
Wow.
So it's all like, you know, it's the worst quality. I mean, it's good quality, but it's a YouTube show. It wasn't going to be a show on Amazon. That was never the intention.
I think we didn't know how to press record.
So we're all sitting there. We're trying to figure out names for the show. And we're like throwing names out. And everyone's like, oh, we're stressed out. We're stressed out in Beverly Hills. Or no, he goes.
Dressed out.
Yeah, he goes, no, we're dressed out in L.A. And then Paul goes, no, darling, we're Beverly
Hills.
We're Beverly Hills.
Yes.
We're now with Hollywood and I'm having such trauma with that.
So we're writing all these names out and we're trying to think of what should we call the show? Again, it was going to launch as a YouTube show. And I'm like, I got to pee. So I ran into the bathroom.
Of course, he has to advertise before he does ever.
But that's me. I always do.
Yes.
Do you? You do the same thing? Why do I have you announce it? Just go fucking pee and come back.
I ended up being letting the room know.
It's the whole thing. It's like we're at an award show. I have to pee. Did everybody hear? Like, just go.
So we go in there. Right? So we go into the back. I go into the back bathroom. And I go through his sewing room.
Our bathroom is from 1920, where the store is.
Yeah, like wow.
It's been renovated multiple times, but it's not a plush.
No, it's like a warehouse bathroom.
It's not a plush Beverly Hills couturier salon bathroom.
Right.
And it was never updated. And I kind of liked the way it was. I'm like, but this is the original. Yeah. Like, we've changed the toilets and stuff, but it's just, and the sink, it's very European. The sink is outside. It's not in the bathroom.
I hated that bathroom. So I'm standing in the bathroom. I'm peeing. I'm looking around this bathroom. I'm like, this is the shittiest fucking bathroom, and we're in this beautiful place and boutique in Beverly Hills, and I go, I got it, the name of the show, Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
No, we have gowns because he's a fashion designer. I come running out of the bathroom, like zipping up my pants, like, I got the name of the show, Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
I don't know how he takes credit for everything. I had nothing to do with it, right? Did he mention anything at all?
The shop.
You said dressed out in L.A. You said dressed out in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
You can't even give me credit for creating the name of the show.
Okay, so.
You guys have built quite a client base, though.
Yeah.
You guys have a lot cooking.
Yeah.
I mean, and you guys were great friends.
Well, if you want to come to the store and get, you know, harassed, blood.
I wouldn't have
emergency. I mean, come on.
That's my life.
That's so, right.
Yeah. Yes, a lot of work. Fun stories to share. And I know you guys were friends with the late Anna Nicole Smith.
Well, you should hear all the shit that she used to do when she used to come into the boutique.
Yes.
I mean, if those walls could talk, and they were soon.
Yes.
But there was so much that happened there that I felt, oh my God, like this cannot be real. Right. And I was stationed in the same spot for 37 years. So one day I went across the street for dinner. I was celebrating one of my staff members' birthdays. And they were pretty special, that individual, because they'd been with me for a while. And so I was sitting there and I looked across the street and I'm like, huh, I want that place. And that's generally how it happens with me. When I say, oh, I want that place.
Yeah.
And that was it. The next day I called the agent. I'm like, but there's so many, but I want that one.
Right.
I was the second tenant to be moved into that space.
Wow.
And it really, I felt like I was at home. So even with this new space that we have now, if I didn't feel like I connected and I was home, and if it wasn't done with love, there's no way I could even move into it.
That resonates with me. I totally get that. Mm-hmm. And now you guys are transitioning over to Melrose. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. West Hollywood.
Yeah. Melrose Village, West Hollywood. Yeah.
And now you don't lease the building, you bought the building, isn't that right?
We did.
Well, I could have bought it years ago multiple times over. I mean, I paid for that building multiple times over.
Yeah, but now you're a building.
I was never...
But they never give us the opportunity to buy our space in the hills.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And he's like, you know what? And you know what? I feel like that old grandmother, the Italian grandmother.
Sure.
That, you know, when you go to Venice, you go to Italy, and they have these little areas, and they own the building for generations because, you know, Italy's been there forever.
Yeah.
And then grandma's sitting downstairs. She's like sewing. She sees the neighborhood kids.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the grandkids grew up there.
Yeah.
I go, that can't be me. No.
And I said to myself,
how to paint a visual. I love it.
And I said to myself, if we don't get the f*** out of this building, he's going to die here. I'm going to bury him there.
I think that's what it was. And because I thought I was going to be Westminster Abbey. Like, my ashes were going to be scattered all over the floor there. I really was going to die there. I mean, I had intentions of never leaving.
Yeah,
and that was going to be my spot.
That's amazing.
But his idea was, but why? But I'm like, but why not? Like, this is my home.
Yeah.
I spent more time there than I did most of my life.
Now,
so you connect in a different way.
Yeah, that's like Rodeo Drive, Beverly Hills.
Yes.
I mean, a very...
I mean, I thought, I've seen so many different iterations of Beverly Hills.
I was going to say, I mean, you've been there for, you were there for 37 years. I mean, that's...
You weren't even born.
Okay. And so, how could you have been in business for 37 years? You only look 30. So you've got that going for you. But I mean, you guys must have faced some adversity starting up that business in Beverly Hills and watching other businesses come and go as time has gone.
When I was laying my carpet, and I remembered vividly, and he doesn't understand it because he wasn't there. But initially, one of the reasons why I wanted to move myself, which he still doesn't understand, because there's a special space that was entrusted.
Yeah.
In the very beginning stages, when I was very young, I have no money. And I don't want to say I have no money, but I didn't have the kind of money you needed in order for you start an establishment of that magnitude. I manufactured, I sold around the world, people knew the brand, they shopped the brand.
But I will say one of the most important things, and how he built the brand is so many, how he built it so big over so many years, is because he is such an incredible fashion designer.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't just design, he sews, he creates. Like, it just blows me away. And that's why on our show, one of the things I always include in every episode is him sketching the dress that he's making for the celebrity and then sewing the actual dress.
Yeah.
And people love that. It's kind of like giving a little bit of Roger Greenway.
You get the bruise, you bitch, defend the shit.
Yeah, right. No, that's all your
path. I work.
Yeah.
I work.
Sing it, yes. My goodness.
But it has a special space. I mean, it's beautiful think that when I was laying down the carpet, I laid down the carpet myself, and I don't know how to lay down carpet, obviously. I glued it down.
Yeah.
But it was important that I did it. And when I was leaving, it was important that I paid homage to the space, knowing that I wasn't abandoning it.
Yeah.
I didn't just use it.
Right.
I enjoyed being here, but it was time for me to have to move in a different space. I kind of wanted to keep it still.
Yeah.
He wanted to, and I was like, no. No.
No. Like, why? Like,
yeah.
What's wrong with you? You're going to be like, you're going to go three blocks that way and then come back to the... Like, I'm like, I couldn't even do that.
I'm doing that right now with the house that I had.
Yeah.
Like, let it go. Just let it go. And I just, it's my guest house, and I drive from one location 15 minutes to the guest house. It's like...
And then you're like, why? Why am,
why am I doing this?
I had a shelf. I had this gold and glass shelf that I've had for over 25 years. I had it when I was in Arizona and I had my office in Scottsdale. And then I moved it to Beverly Hills when I opened up my office in Beverly Hills. And then I schlepped it to his boutique when I moved to his boutique.
It's a pair.
Right.
I have the other one at home.
Right.
And I brought this one to the store when I moved him from his office, because during COVID, I'm like, do you really need your office anymore? Because he was down the street. He was around the corner.
Wow.
We were paying so many mortgages.
Yeah.
He was around the corner, and he had an office in Beverly Hills. And sometimes we'd meet for lunch, and that was in the very beginning.
Yeah.
I said, oh, how cute to say. I'm like, I'm busy. I'm someone. Exactly. And he's like, just watching on the camera. I'm busy. Like, what the hell's wrong with you? I'm like working my ass.
Yeah.
So when I moved him, I brought that shelf to the store so that he felt like there was something there.
Yeah.
And he would put all his accolades, you know, like all the different trophies.
Our awards and stuff on there. And so on Sunday of this last week, we just bought the building and just moved in a week ago. Literally. Literally just happened.
By the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you should see the bank account. Zero. don't congratulate me. What? There is no money.
You guys,
you know, it's
accomplished so much.
Exactly.
Do you ever, like, take time and reflect?
I mean, yeah, but he'd be walking the street now. Gosh, I missed it. How are you back in 30 years?
Now in the new building, you guys are putting in a podcast studio.
Yeah.
So that's fun, right? Yeah.
I love it because, well, let me tell you this. I'll finish what I was saying about the store.
Yeah.
So we, on Sunday morning, like 8 o'clock in the morning, we were driving to the new building, West Hollywood, and I go, babe.
And if you know anything about L.A., Beverly Hills borders West Hollywood.
Yeah, so it's close, down the street.
I mean, it's not that far. I don't even think we're a full mile away of the
place. So he's like, I go, I think I really want to just stop by the boutique one last time. I go, maybe I should bring that shelf with me. Maybe I should, just because I like I've had it like 25 years. It's gold. You know, he's like, he goes, okay, I know you're, I'm cancer. I know you're attached to it. We'll do it. We'll go there. So we go by the boutique at like 8 o'clock in the morning this past Sunday. I put the key in the door. I go to turn it and the key breaks off.
Wow.
In the door. And I'm like,
is that a sign?
It has to be a sign.
Exactly.
Get the hell out. You left me. Yes. You have no more entry.
I put that key in the door a million times. The one time I put it in the door, it just broke, right? I just started to turn it.
Then
it
when
broke
we got
right
home,
off.
We can't get into the house because the gate, the locks on the gate, that's jammed.
You guys have interesting stories because I
guess. Yes. Then the day before, when we first got the keys to the building, 20 minutes later, we got locked out with all the keys inside the place. I had to call a locksmith to get us back in.
It was my fault. It was my fault because I didn't know the building self-locks.
Yeah,
okay. He never told me the building self-locks.
Yeah.
He had taken
told him multiple times, but he has a deficit in hearing.
Yes.
He had taken Snow White out to walk.
He has sudden onset amnesia.
Maybe.
Yes.
Dementia, amnesia, call it.
I'm stepping outside and I'm like, Paul, do you have Snow White? Because I couldn't find her. Because she has a little bell we can hear her, and I couldn't find her. I'm like, where's Snow White? Where's Snow White? And I'm looking, and I'll see him. I open up the door. The door's like open, and then it's starting to like close.
And
I'm stepping out.
At the top of my lungs.
And I'm like, what? And I'm like, wait, do you have Snow White? And then he shows me he has Snow White, and the door slams, and then locks us out of the new building. God. So we had to call a locksmith to get into the new building.
That's crazy.
45 minutes of my life.
Yes.
I was more exhausted in that 45 minutes than sewing 20 dresses that day.
You're right. That's a lot of energy.
But everything.
I was so annoying.
But I think everything happens for a reason. The way I'm feeling all of this.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm wrong. Tell me I'm crazy. But I'm feeling that the key breaking up in the boutique means this is not your place anymore.
Symbolic.
You've moved on.
Yeah.
Having to get a locksmith to move into the new place is this is now your place.
Yeah.
Because
I could have called the locksmith on the
because you weren't just given the keys. You now had to get a way to get inside to get the keys.
Yeah.
So maybe not.
I like that symbolism.
Right?
Yeah. That's good.
He can stay with
you. You can take it or leave it, right?
Stay with that. It makes them happy.
You guys have a
because he fucked up both times. Right. That's the problem.
I love it.
He closed the door.
Yes.
And he's the one that broke the key.
You didn't
not realize none of which I made a mistake at. Exactly.
You didn't tell me the building self-locks.
So he's trying to ration that in his head.
You're the angel on the story.
You do that. You ration that.
Now, what's fun about the new building? Because you've gotten in now. Right?
Yes.
We're in. We've got the locksmith moving forward.
Yep.
You guys have a new experience to look forward to and a podcast studio.
Yeah.
You know, it's exciting because I think for him, it was very challenging to set up the podcast stuff and then take it down because we were shooting in the boutique.
Okay.
We tried outside podcast studios, but I never had the time.
Right.
So every single time we were going to go to the podcast studio, it was like a 30 minute there, 40 minutes, park the car, get out, go sit, do the thing, then get in the car, then drive back. I'm like, this is like 3 hours of my freaking day. Yeah. I don't have 3 hours extra just to be like, oh, I'm on my way. pretty. Oh, I got this. Oh, my God. Does my hair look pretty? I'm like, let's go. I got a ton of work to do.
Yeah.
So that didn't work. So I'm like, you know what? Just through the podcaster. You want me to talk out of my ass? Let's go.
Yeah.
Somebody has to be here. So I walk from downstairs, upstairs. I sit in the chair.
Yeah.
And one of the most frustrating things for me is when things aren't set up. And every single time it wasn't set up, I'd sit there. I'd go like this. I'm like, you know what? I could finish a freaking dress by the time it takes you.
Because he doesn't understand when you have to take down the whole studio and then put the whole studio back up.
Yeah.
You have to test things. You have to check the lighting, the angle, the sound. And it can't be with just him.
Right.
It can't be with just a stand-in because he's the one that's going to be speaking.
Right.
He's the one that's going to be sitting there.
Yeah.
So he gets so frustrated, so angry about it.
Made me the problem again. Do you see?
You're the villain.
Mike, are you trying?
What is happening here?
Something. I don't know what kind of conversations you guys have.
The good news is the new building has a full space that's just going to be a full-time podcast studio.
So cool.
So which
not
I love.
Only will your podcast run out of there, will you take on clients?
Yeah, I think so.
Mike, did I send you to come? I don't mean any disrespect. Come over to work.
Absolutely.
I'm doing it there. We charge less. Or maybe this is, I don't know.
No, this is fantastic. So you guys not only have that, but you guys also have, well, you're writing a sitcom. Mm-hmm. You've got that going on. But also, too, you're tapping into the realm of acting.
Yes.
So come on, mind you about.
Did you see how it's all about him again?
Yeah.
Let's talk about, you know what? The reason why he can do that is because I work my ass off making gowns every single day.
Yes.
For people that they take me on their most special occasion.
And you're literally putting in your blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
Literally.
What is he doing? Oh, look at me.
Yeah.
My husband.
Rebuttal. Yes.
Does not even know some of the celebrities that come into the boutique.
Right.
Thank God he has me.
Why do I need to know them? They know me. That's why they come. Right.
To point them out.
Yes.
I'm sitting there looking at the surveillance camera and he's like, this homeless lady is in here shopping.
She was so annoying.
I'm like,
Meanwhile, it's Winona Ryder.
Courtney Love. No. I'm like, it's Courtney Love. She's not homeless.
She was so annoying. Zoe, just stop flipping those dresses.
Zoe Saldana is in our boutique. He doesn't even know who she is. She's playing with Snow White. I'm like, that's Zoe Saldana.
So much fun.
So you guys get to meet everyone.
We were on the carpet having so much fun. We're on the floor. Her and her girlfriend.
Yeah.
We were just having so much fun.
That's so awesome.
So I do like the marketing, the management, dealing with the celebrities, bringing the clients in, producing the podcast, the TV show.
So it's like you guys have a good balance between the two of you.
Correct.
No, he does more than I do, apparently, because did you hear all the things he just
did? Did I say do more?
You know what, Mike? If it wasn't my husband, I'd be in love with him right now.
So you are tapping into the acting realm, though. You do have you're getting out.
I did a vertical.
Yeah.
You know, there's like the new thing now, verticals.
What do you mean the new thing? He's not 80.
No, it's a new verticals. Are just became popular this year. They're not really popular.
Yeah,
before.
They're popular.
Where
I went on set and I watched into his vertical.
Yes.
I played a tennis host.
Okay.
In a show called Queen of the Court.
Okay.
And I was the host of the tennis match. And he was laughing because
I swear to God.
He shows up on set at the tennis tennis club in Burbank, actually. And they literally had just put the umbrella over my head. And we're holding the umbrella just
because. No.
And he walks in.
It's a tennis court. There's all these actors, extras. You know, these people have nothing to do. I'm like, don't you guys have real jobs?
Craft services, like, right?
Oh, my God, inside. Costco blew up in that. I'm like, do you guys not have anything to do? Like, seriously, there's got to be more to life than just hanging out.
Yes.
What do I see him doing? Somebody's holding an umbrella over his
head. Because it was really hot and sunny.
Yeah.
And I was learning.
And when I saw this, I thought to myself, what the somebody should be holding an umbrella over my head. Nobody even gets me a glass of water. You know, did you see how I had to beg for it?
Yes.
How did you beg for a glass of water?
He got his own, came in. And then,
left you for dead.
I did not.
You know this?
First of all,
tell me you did not see
my
that.
First of all, I want to say I did not tell them to hold the umbrella over my head.
Oh, no, you didn't have
one
to.
One of the things that they were saying is they were holding umbrellas over all the actors.
Yes.
Heads, and I was one of the actors on the show, so they held an umbrella over my head.
You were an actor. Oh. You were leading. You had a leading role. You were a new broadcast.
It was fun. It was fun to do. So that was the vertical. And then I just...
And then he was in the commercial. He's the opening of the commercial.
I'm in the commercial show. Too.
The promo.
Yeah.
Of course. That's pretty good. Yeah, look at him. He's hot.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you. And my husband is the one that styled me for it, which was kind of cool. He put the wardrobe together and did all
so
that.
So you get to come on set and participate too.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I hate that. I swear to God. Mike, let me tell you. I dropped them off in the morning. I go, okay. This will be fun for him.
Yeah.
And then I come back after you have no idea all the shit that I did all day, right? Making dresses, this, that.
And what is the first thing you said when you came on
and
set?
And then I come back and he's being held an umbrella. And I thought to myself, this cannot be my life. Where were you all day? What have you been doing? So then after when he's done, I'm sitting there and I'm just watching and I'm like, are you going to finish this? I got other things to do. We can't hang out here all day. And they can't have me be it as an extra because it doesn't work. So I sat to the side and Snow White and I are like...
I was going to say, does Snow White even get a cameo in the game?
Not in this one. Not in this one.
We're just like, Snow White, like seriously, like what are we doing here?
Right.
And the wardrobe that was on the show, I sent him with a suitcase. So he's like, oh, it needs to be this. It needs to be that. I said, don't worry. So I go down to the studio. I'm like, this, pack this, that.
That's perfect.
That's it.
Perfect.
And then he goes, but I don't know if they're going to want this. I don't know if they're going to like this. But I don't know if this will be the role.
Because you have to come in mind prepared, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I said... it's going to be fine. And I'm almost certain if they know what they're doing, they're going to pick this and this.
Yeah.
So put that on top.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that was good. That was it.
And he shows up and that's what he's wearing.
Yes.
Well, he changed three times. Yeah. And it was all the clothes that I had
that he picked out.
Organized.
Well, it sounds like you
guys And then I talked to the wardrobe people when I was there and I'm like, so how did you like, oh, great choices. It was wonderful. Exactly.
Now, are you going to get a mention in the credits?
No, that's my point.
That's my point.
I did all that in 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And then he shows up like.
Claiming the glory.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Look at me.
Thunder stealer.
Well.
Yes. He didn't even know what was in the suitcase because I saw it hanging on the rack. I said, these are about
so
to
true.
Get my wardrobe away.
I was I'm concentrating like, on my lines.
Oh, the two lines.
So what kind of process do you have for getting into your character?
Well, so now I'm doing a
you
show.
You can't be serious about that question.
No, yes.
I'm
yeah, so now
yeah,
I'm
doing... Yeah, why don't you tell me too? Because now he's doing Ventura Shores.
Yes.
I know all the freaking lines because he's in the shower repeating it to himself. Oh, this is all I know. I ask him to do something. He doesn't know because his line is, there's a wardrobe malfunction on aisle 3. Bikinis are down. Bikinis are down.
That is not the line.
What's the line?
We've got a wardrobe malfunction. We've got a wardrobe murder on aisle 3. I repeat, the bikinis are down.
I love it.
It's not a drama series.
Ventura Shores is, and I'll tell you my process. It's a campy kind of like Dynasty-ish doubt, like a kind of an ode to the 80s nine-time soaps.
Wait,
and
it gets better.
Why does it get better?
Snow White's in it.
Snow White.
Snow White is not in Ventura Shores.
She's not?
No, she was in the movie we did with Eric Roberts.
Oh,
so it's crossing.
You guys got so much going on, we can't keep it straight.
So it's a campy, kind of fun show, and it's kind of fun. It's going to be on Amazon. It's on Prime Video. 6 episodes. I am play Owen. I kind of run the fashion empire between these two sisters.
Okay.
One is a modeling agency, and one has a fashion design business.
Do you understand what he does? He's running a fashion empire.
Right.
I'm like, bitch, sell a dress. We've got some in the store.
He's the Alexis Carentine of Ventura Heights. Yes.
Ventura Shores. Yes.
Of Ventura Shores.
Ventura Shores.
Yes.
And the funny thing is, I
groomed him for this role. So you're asking what the process is? 37 freaking years of having a store at Rodeo.
Yes.
22 together. But yes. Yeah, 22.
You laid the foundation.
I did.
Yes. But the way I'm learning.
You've been there for 22.
22 years.
22 years. Congratulations.
We met a
deal. Shocking for you too.
Well, that's just a great number. That's a great number. It's some longevity there.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
No growth.
Congratulations.
Yeah, which one?
We should have asked you that in the car.
Right.
Every morning, he gets so mad at me because I'm learning my lines, and I'm using an app called Line Learner.
Oh.
So Kim Whitley told me, she's like, yeah, I'll help you learn your lines. Because I was trying to learn my lines, and I had printed out a script and everything, gave him one, I took one, kind of the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my husband's not a
There
chicken,
are no
so
more trees in the forest because he printed so many pages. It filled up two separate binders. I'm like, I'm not going to carry it. What is this?
Right. Yeah.
So we're in China the last time where I was studying my lines, the scripts. And we're in China, the hotel. He's got one book. I got one book. I'm reading my lines. He's reading his lines back to me. I'm reading a line. All of a sudden, I'm like, where's my line? Where's my line? He's not answering me. He's asleep. He falls asleep while he's doing the lines with me.
Let me explain it. I was in China on business. I opened up three different factories. I was making the snow boo-boo.
Yeah.
We have a snow boo-boo coming out for Snow White. So cute.
Like the little boo-boo of her.
Creating,
yes, cool.
I was making sure that all the work that I had already done a tech pack for, with the details, the colors, the influence, the crystal, all the stuff was being done and processed properly. So I'm at the factories all day. There's so many people that I was living with.
We are at the factories all day, not just you. We're both at the factories all day.
Yes.
So I'll go back to the story. I was at the factories all day, and I have my translator there with me. So the communication is a little more challenging. Now I'm studying Chinese. But they're able to understand, because it's effective when you speak their own language, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'm doing all of this. We get to the hotel. It's like midnight. At this point, I've met with so many different people in so many different places, been driven through so many different streets. I mean, we have a driver, a car, and all this other stuff. And he wants me to go through lines
because
with him.
I have to learn my lines.
Do you see where my focus is and where his focus is? Yes. He was like, I'm a star.
So Kim, I did not say that. That is not true. So Kim Whitley's like, okay, love, you need to get this app
When I was doing the wardrobe, and Kim Whitley's one of the actresses that's on set.
For the show he does, The Bay.
We're friends, obviously, with Kim. And he goes, Paul won't do the lines with me, girl. He's just falling asleep, and I don't read. That's the one thing. I don't read. Right. I'm like, black and white. I'm not interested.
Right.
So he tells her this whole scenario. She goes, honey, use this. Here's something you need.
Yep. That's, it's an app called Line Learner.
I'm going to get that.
And it's so good. You read your line. I had his assistant read all the female lines.
Did you notice how he prefaced that? My assistant is supposed to be helping me.
Yeah, right.
Is doing work for him.
She is a female voice. Sander has a male voice. I didn't want a male to read the female lines.
No, fair enough.
He's got long hair, but that didn't count.
Oh my God.
So, mind you, I think he's also gay. not to out him, right. You know, yes. But.
No, he is.
Okay, well, he's still trying to figure things out. Yes. So, as that happens, does it matter who's reading the other line? I'm a male.
Right, exactly.
You didn't mind if I was the one talking into the...
So this app is amazing because you can read, someone can read the person's lines, you read your lines, and then you can put a gap in between them. So you can do like a gap, it repeats the line, and then a gap. So you can then learn the line. So I'm doing them every day. I'm doing them in the shower, and he gets so... And he's like, you can't believe you're still
there. If one more model shows up with lip filler and no personality, I'm going to throw myself in the Atlantic and let Poseidon take
them. That is not even the line.
Oh, yeah.
If one more model shows up with lip filler and no personality, I will jump into the Pacific and let Poseidon take me.
That's what I said!
That is not. You said Atlantic.
Who cares?
The writer who writes it.
I don't know where Poseidon is.
Your lines.
Is Poseidon even there anymore? He may have moved like the rest of us.
Like, so you can't change the lines of the person who writes the lines. That's the whole point.
They should have had ChatGPT.
And now does this have to do with your show? Because you got a show too. So is there any
reciprocity there?
I thought he said you were on a show too and he named the show.
They gave me lines on Ventura's
show.
Oh,
got it. Okay.
okay.
But the difference is, I'll tell you what the difference is, Mike.
No, okay, on the movie, Emergence 2028, that's the other movie we filmed with Eric Roberts and Bai Ling, and I play the gay arms dealer, and Snow White is in that movie.
Got it.
She plays Alexis.
Her name is Alexis.
She plays my little puppy.
Her name is
And so they're like, I went to one of the parties with the cast and the showrunners like, oh my god, we love Paul, can we give him a role in the movie?
I was being very
Should
quiet.
I give him a role?
I just walked in. I wanted to be there to support my nice husband cameo. Well, no, I
you don't even know the fucking lines.
I was there with
What's
Snow
the line?
White. I was taking care of Snow White. I was letting him, you know, be the actor, whatever this is, that
yes,
they're
whatever. Doing. One on the call sheet.
Yeah, they're doing, you know, like snacks and watch the clips and, you know, talking to each other about, oh yeah, and I'm,
right?
This is my method and my acting coach, all this other stuff.
Right.
And I'm like, so Snow White and I are just sitting there and I'm talking to this other random person who's happened to be in the show.
Right.
And it's like, oh, what's your part? I go, I don't have a part. I'm just here supporting, you know, my husband. He's very excited about this.
You're in the supporting role of your husband's
Snow then he White. Comes back to me and he goes, oh, they love you. They want to give you
a role.
A role.
So he plays my sidekick, Gabriel.
I don't have time for a freaking role. Like, I can't do this.
Right.
What am I going to do? He goes, it'll be fine. It's just going to be like a small little cameo thing on the side or what.
Two lines.
You know, two lines. Two different pages, though.
Okay, what's the line?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I still don't know.
Oh my God, that's Cole, one of Skinner's boys. That's your line.
Yeah, I remember that one. But I ad-libbed and I added my own line. That's the one that they loved the most.
And so
that one, I'm not shocked.
And Mike, on season 5 of Gowning Out in Beverly Hills,
do you want to know what
I had my crew there,
my ad-lib,
producing, filming the whole of us behind the scenes of being on the movie. So the whole episode is about him not knowing his lines on the movie.
It still doesn't to this day.
Why do I need to know?
The makeup artist started writing it on a piece of paper and holding it up because he couldn't figure it out.
Cue cards.
Yeah, she wrote it. I had her tucked away at the side. 14 hours for two lines. I could do. I need to be here for 14 hours.
Wow.
Look, I could really be productive.
Yeah.
But these people want to hang out on set all day. I'm like, you people, you don't realize every second of my day, each day is calculated.
Yeah.
I don't like idle time.
Yeah.
And I think I don't like it because I know how much pressure I'm under to be able to produce and do all the things that I need to get done.
You're
and I'm not
person.
One.
Very much. He's Capricorn.
And I'm
Capricorn.
Oh, you are? There
are
we
you
go.
December or January? December.
December 22nd.
I knew it.
You're the 22nd?
Yeah.
He's 27th.
Oh, really? Interesting.
So when I want to get things done, I like it formulated. And in my head, I know exactly. So when he tells me there's an appointment coming at 9 and I'm about to cut something, I'm like, okay, this is going to take me longer than 8 minutes. So I'm going to rearrange this so that I can do my 8 minutes and be punctual here. And then from then I can come back and I know how long that's going to take for me to cut.
It's like you're in my brain right now.
It's ridiculous.
Are you the same way?
It is ridiculous.
Drives me crazy. Yeah, oh my God.
And he has no clue.
Yeah.
He could look at the calendar and he goes, oh, you've got 4 appointments. What time?
You're right.
How many minutes?
Like formulating.
And then in the middle of the day, oh, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what the fuck did you tell me about that? You did not tell me. Yes, I did. It's on the other calendar. Well, did you look at the other calendar?
Mike, can I just say that on the calendar,
they're all
synced. And his email address, he gets an alert and an email every single time I put anything on the calendar. Do you think he looks at those emails?
Mike, what did I tell you earlier? I don't read. He thinks I'm supposed to read that.
Right.
You're a teacher. Of course you're supposed to read.
If you saw how many messages I get.
Oh, I believe you.
These are people that it doesn't even come to my phone because they don't have my number for that reason. If you saw, like, I'm supposed to read all this?
Right.
Are you kidding me? How would I get anything done?
Yeah.
When would I get it done?
Yep, I get it. You have to be open. disciplined, well-oiled machine to get to execute everything that you've executed.
Between the store,
but I forget everything. That's why I put his email and have him emailed everything.
Are you guys gonna point him at any of the AI for that? How that can really organize a system? Like I'm just tapping into it.
He's using my system to read the lines for himself. I can't even get my assistant to go, let's go for the emails while I'm cutting.
Yeah, I'm tapping into AI. I'm trying to find out all kinds
of things. Are you using chat for it?
There's one called GenSpark, and it has.
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah.
This is a bunch of the AIs combined together to give you the what you need.
And it answers them for you too, right?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah. You can reply to emails because my email blows up.
So I need to get that one so that I can just talk to this Gen person.
Yeah.
And say, send an email back to Patrick. Please.
Mike, he still has an AOL. Yeah.
I haven't read.
He still has an AOL. Oh my God!
I see it's an AOL.
It's a Capricorn.
Oh my God!
Yes.
It's where I started. I'm like, abandon AOL? Yeah. I was paying $9.95 for a while until he figured it out. Then he's like, I'm like, what's this charge?
Right.
He goes, I don't know. And after a couple of months, he's like,
AOL is free.
How are you paying AOL? We're paying for AOL. I go, but I don't want to lose it.
Right, exactly. You don't want to lose your email address. That's how you started, right?
I know.
Oh, my God.
Now, with everything that you guys have going on, you guys are doing a book now, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about the book.
Adding the Cole Smith Portrait of an Icon is our book. It's already out. It's about the life and our friendship with Adding the Cole Smith.
Oh, great.
And they are now turning that into a movie. So that's kind of
fun and exciting. Oh my gosh, so will you guys partake in the movie process?
Yeah.
Apparently I'm too old to play myself. So they want to hire. They want to hire a younger, prettier, much more.
They could just,
you know, one.
Right?
I thought so. One that already has been workshopped through multiple different, you know, like line learners and all this.
Gotcha.
We sent the book to Margot Robbie. We sent the book to Margot Robbie and her production companies. We're hoping that maybe she'll want to play Anna Nicole. I think she would be like a perfect Anna Nicole.
Yeah,
spirit.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, how did you become friends with Anna? Was it her coming to your shop? Like,
I was called in to do a dress for her because nobody wanted to. It was very hard because her proportions were very off. And we're talking 26, 25 years. And at that point, you couldn't just get things off the rack. We didn't have delivery service. Amazon wasn't blown up the way it is. Right.
There was no Amazon back then.
There weren't that many platforms for you to be able to have access to. Amazon was selling books.
Yeah.
And so when I was called in, I always did the main characters on a lot of different TV series, because I still do them. I do wardrobe for, let's say, Doubt, like CBS. I would do Katherine Heigl, do Laverne Cox, the main characters, the female. And when they called me in, they're like, this is a long shot. And she's a friend of mine. This is a long shot, but I really need your help. I fucking need your help. I don't know what to do. Like, I can't figure this out, and I don't think she likes me, sort of a thing. I said, what's the problem? Right. She goes, I need some outfits made for a specific person. She wouldn't tell me who it is because she knew. And I was inducted in American history as the second designer and the only Armenian that's inducted in American history, because my gown that I made for the First Lady of California, I've done Duke Majan, Clinton, Davis. So when it was inducted in American history, you get like the pen, they donate it to the First Lady Museum, which then travels across the capitals of the United States. They're like, oh, but we know like you're so big brand and all, you know, you sell around the world and all this other stuff. But I really need your help, Paul. I said, what's up? So after she told me who it was, it took me a minute to, I was like, okay, do I do that? Is that a career massacre? Do you go from First Lady Museum to like, you know,
pop culture,
like, icon, right? Well, now pop culture on top, but back then it was like, oh my God, like, what the are you thinking? Right. But I'm like, I'm a designer. I dress all women. I love the women that I dress.
And she became one of your best friends. I mean, she was amazing.
It would not be right if I'm called on to dress someone and I refuse it for whatever reason that their life took them in a different direction.
Yeah.
they're still a woman.
Yeah.
And I dress women. So I said, okay, let's go. I went, and of course, I'm a gay boy. I mean, my dream is to meet her and be, you know, get to know who she is. When I first met her, she came down the stairs in her big pink robe, big fuzzy slippers, and goes, and she never wakes up at that early in the morning, but I was leaving town. I'm like, this is the only time I have, so she better be ready.
Yeah.
So I show up, and I just saw her, and we connected instantly, and at that point, I was like, of course, duh. Like, I don't give a shit about labels or this or that. Yeah. I care about the work that I do that motivates and excites me. And so she was number one on the list since then, and then introduced Patrick to her.
And then we just like became the best of friends.
Wow.
So that,
yeah,
she's like, because she was trying to hook me up with so many gay boys. I'm like, hairdressers, makeup artists. And I'm like, oh my God, like, no, like this, no.
And then the book, you guys wrote the book and now the movie, and that's kind of an homage or a tribute.
It's actually a tribute to her and our friendship with her.
They're beautiful.
Because it was such a beautiful space. Yeah. I mean, I missed her every day. She's buried in my dress.
Yeah.
The book is available on Amazon. It's available on portraitofanicon.com, where if they say that they heard it here, we'll sign it for them for free.
Wow.
It's $25 and it goes to charity. And that, or $30. I don't know how much. It goes to charity because she was such a special human being in so many different ways that she taught me so much. And recognizing that life takes you on so many different twists and turns, and you never know what could happen next. Yeah. So you appreciate every second of each day that you have with the people that really matter.
Yeah.
And then that becomes the legacy that you leave behind, because those are the memories that you cherish.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. The whole thing about the book, though, that I love about our book is that we really wanted to show the friendship side of Anna Nicole. Yeah. We wanted like a tribute book, because when Anna died, everybody was just talking so much trash about her.
I remember.
Like, the woman died, and they're running on CNN that, oh, she hasn't buried her son. And I mean, just put yourself in her shoes. If you're a person that you have a baby, and then 3 days after you have a baby, your son dies at 20 years old.
That really stuck a chord with me when that happened, because I remember. Because I watched her show, her reality show.
We were on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm starting to...
Okay, so do you remember the episode? There was an episode in season one where Anna comes to a boutique in Beverly Hills and they get dresses with Cousin Shelly.
Yes.
And then they go mud wrestling in the couture dresses.
Shit.
Okay. Hold on.
Yes. That's amazing. But yeah. I loved how she... I loved her love for her son, Daniel. Because Daniel was a gem. And he was so just kind of reserved and shy. But she was so dedicated to him.
I wish I knew. I would have brought you a copy of the book.
I know. I forgot it.
Nobody told me.
That really struck a chord with me. And then after just how they painted her out after that. I mean, she just lost her baby. I mean, she just gave birth to her baby and then lost a baby.
Right.
You know, at the same weekend.
And then I truly believe that she passed away of a broken heart.
She did.
It's like, come on.
100%.
How could you? I mean, she'd already...
Well, if you read the book, you'll understand that's exactly what I said. Because when I did the casket for her, the gown that I made for her, the pillow I made for her, the casket cover. Remember the casket cover?
Not.
It's beautiful.
I don't.
It was all in pink with ribbons hanging all over the side.
Yeah.
And I signed her name, Anna Nicole, in all crystal, Swarovski crystal all the way through.
Yeah.
And you see it gleaming because that's who she was.
Yeah.
She was.
You know what's interesting is that Anna Nicole Smith was the very first reality star.
Yeah.
If you remember back then, E! Television had nothing. They had the Anna Nicole show, and like I think there was the Anna Nicole, the Osbournes, or like MTV's Osbournes. Real World.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was it. And she was such a phenomenon. And it was interesting when we would travel with her and we were on the Trim Spa bus, we stopped off in like Colorado or these little like hoedown towns for like food early in the morning. And the Trim Spa bus was surrounded
like 400 or 500 people and yeah. 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Would come out
because their face was plastered all on the side of the bus.
Yeah.
But I remember just her guest ads.
Yes.
Like when I was in high school, she was everywhere.
But she also was the very first woman over plus size.
Yeah.
As a model, there was no plus size models before Anna Nicole.
You would think she was plus size, but she really wasn't. She was just very voluptuous.
Yeah,
she was voluptuous. I mean, she was tall. She embodied, and she had stature.
Yeah.
In the way
like,
she.
Like I remember, was one of the most beautiful women I think of our time. I think
she. She really was. Yeah. She really no matter if it was 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock, whatever time of day, even with not a stitch of makeup on.
Yeah.
She was just stunning.
Well, did you see the episode when Anna goes to camp?
Probably, I'm sure.
Well, when she goes to camp,
that was a whole season. That was they took the season and made it into 1 2-hour special.
Oh, like a special.
So it was going to be a whole season two. And then they
Anna
made
Peeps.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
And that was us two there.
That's happened. Like,
We went to Nebraska, and a lot of things that we did with her that most people don't even remember or talk about.
Yeah.
She was so charitable that we drove the Trim Spa bus from California. She hijacks us the night before. She's like, get in the bus. We're going to go. I go, I got work to do.
Right.
Like, I got to sew dresses. The people getting married that need their clothes. And we drove, bypassed Texas all the way through. Because I guess we had to go all the way up. And it took like an extra day and a half.
Yeah.
And then, because the wheels couldn't touch Texas. And then went to Nebraska to do an AIDS-infected kids camp called Camp Kindle.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was so...
We volunteered there for the week.
For the week.
Fantastic.
And then they filmed that for E!, which was going to be her season, and they turned it into a special, basically. That was the next season. It was a special.
It was so amazing to see her all day with the kids.
But you have to think about this back then.
That doesn't shock me about her, because if you can pick up on those vibes with people, like she was a philanthropist and she had act, and you can also see when someone is like a loyal person to the people around her. And so many people probably, I think from my perspective, exploited and used her to their.
Well, advantage. I think that happens with everybody.
Yeah,
but. The layer, as you become even more noteworthy, the person doesn't usually recognize how noteworthy they really are.
Yeah, but it was also...
We all just want to live...
But it was also kind of the inception of paparazzi.
Yeah.
Because there was no paparazzi really back then until, they started following Anna, and then there was just paparazzi everywhere, taking photos everywhere. And I really learned firsthand that these photographers, they just surround and swarm.
No boundaries.
No boundaries at all. I remember we were...
I was upset that there wasn't any outside waiting for us. I'm a little...
Well, first of all...
I'm a little bummed.
We're at the Bahamas house.
Can we cut?
We're at the Horizon Bahamas house. And I know that they were filming CNN and all these things. And I remember my mom was like... I saw you in your underwear on the news because they were filming inside the cameras in the house.
No boundaries, right?
Yes, none.
Crazy.
None at all.
It's demanding.
Well, I think that's amazing. It speaks to your friendship that you're paying homage in the book that way, and then to have it made into a movie. Wow. I mean,
yes,
that's a big.
Well, I think it's like a story that needs to be told.
Yeah.
There's so much more in every single page that we wrote, and the reason why the book came about to begin with is we were grieving, but we didn't know how to be able to really feel, because we were living with it. We lived in the Bahamas for 6 months when she moved. We're the last people that she saw before she moved. And then we were the first people that ended up back in the Bahamas again. And when all this went down with Daniel, you couldn't leave her.
No.
So putting our thoughts, our memories, our... You know, just a different...
Our emotions.
Feelings that we had on paper ended up being like a 400-page manuscript.
I can imagine.
And we're like, okay, like, how were we having, what do you do with this? Inside. So we edited it down.
And I made a promise. I made a promise to Anna Nicole when she was alive that we would one day tell her truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what we are doing with
because
the
because there's so
the
much
movie.
More. There's yeah. so much more than.
I'm happy that you guys are doing that because I think she deserves that. Mm-hmm. She's a at the end of the day, she's a human being. And
right.
Like, I just can't. It truly, really broke my heart when Daniel passed away
yeah.
after that happened for her. Awesome. And then I could see how.
You never met her.
No, I never met her. I didn't know her.
I wish like, more I people.
Too. Yeah.
Right. I wish more
stunning.
People got. An opportunity to be able to really get to know her.
Yeah, it was such a tragedy, I think. And
that, for me, is so sad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the next thing, I was commissioned where I was going to London to do a dress for Princess Diana. And I had taken my entire staff to Hawaii. So when we were in Hawaii, she had the car accident. So I was going to come back from Hawaii. And then I was getting on a plane to go to London to be able to meet with her. Because she had something to do in the West Coast. And I was considered the West Coast couturier.
Yeah.
So there was East Coast and a West Coast back in the day, although we're all just, you know,
yeah.
America. So she was going to be doing something here. So she was looking. So they invited me. And I never.
He never got to do it.
I
she
never
passed
got
away.
A chance
passed away being chased
to
by
do
the paparazzi.
That.
Yeah, because
yeah.
that was when the paparazzi was really out
yeah.
of control.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Because they realized so, there was a way to
much,
make
yeah.
money or
yeah.
digital form wasn't available. So they had to process photos and it was a whole different way of
yeah.
The media.
Yeah.
So those are the two things that I'm like, wow, the one opportunity that I was going to get to meet, although I did get a letter from them, you know, you're canceled.
Right.
You know, like, no cunts.
Right.
I kind of wanted to be invited to the funeral instead, but I mean, that just wouldn't be appropriate.
Yeah.
But then losing Anna Nicole, seeing that how precious life is and how every second is a moment.
Do you guys have any communication with her daughter? Because her daughter,
no.
I was born. I was curious.
She will one day. She'll yeah. let you out.
Sure.
She will.
Yeah.
Sure. The father.
She's gonna, she'll seek us out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
when she does, then I think we're going to be ready to be able to give her more of what her mom was.
Yeah. Her daughter's just beautiful, too. And
yeah.
she's proud of her. Yeah. I'm sure she's going to do amazing.
But between Betty White, Anna Nicole, First Ladies,
I mean, I was just, seeing like just recently Diane Ladd passed away. He did the most beautiful dress for Diane Ladd.
Wow. Yeah.
Beautiful dress.
I mean, they're all friends.
You have a really impressive roster of folks that you've gotten to work with. And
well, I mean, they're all friends. Yeah. I mean, if they come in because they want a specific gown, that turns into the friendship. Yeah. They know the art is valued.
Yeah.
They know the creativity is there. They know how special they feel.
You're great at relationship building, I feel like. And I feel like when people meet you, it's you have developed a friendship as you get to know them to design the piece for them.
For them,
yes.
Yeah. Like I did a dress for Peppa.
Yeah.
Salt and Pepper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And she wore.
That's on season 5.
Cool. She wore to the Grammy Awards.
Yeah.
And she's very rock and roll. She's very hip hop. She's very identified with the role. She was going to get on stage and perform.
Yeah.
I said, but do you really want to walk the carpet with the same thing that you're known for? Let's switch it up.
Yeah.
So I made her a full length gown.
She looks
and
stunning.
She was the number one dressed.
Yeah.
And then all the other designers had to take a second seat.
Yeah.
And that was
yeah.
the first time that she'd been top one.
Yeah.
And she looked glamorous.
And he did a dress. And he also did a dress for Peppa's daughter, Egypt, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
And that's on our show, too. And she was 8.5 months pregnant.
Wow.
And she, you couldn't, yeah. I mean, she just looks stunning in this dress.
Wow.
So he can make for all sizes,
yeah.
shapes, everything.
And it's just beautiful because how do you not do this? And then, of course,
yeah.
you know, we go to the wedding and Peppa rolls out late. And, you know, I'm like, oh, of course.
He did. Yeah. He did Bella Thorne's very first award dress when she went to the Young Artist Awards
and
she was 13 years old.
Yeah. Wow.
He did her very first dress and then he did her
the
25th
birthday,
year
birthday
dress.
Yeah, I know her own sister.
I think 2026 is going to be like your biggest year to come. My gosh, you guys have a lot going
you
on.
You know what? Again, every day is so important. That's why I like working.
Yeah.
I mm-hmm. It's not
you're a passionate person.
It's not the work. I don't mind doing it. But I do mind being idle because I feel like I can be productive.
Yeah.
I can help someone. I could do something for somebody else.
I'm not great with downtime. It's a Capricorn thing.
It is.
Yeah, but I'm not either. But although I could just take a week or two and go on the beach and hang out, I'm totally okay with that.
I'll tell you. He planned a vacation for my birthday and surprised me.
To China.
And
that's why you're learning Chinese.
Well, and then I learned the itinerary and he goes, oh, what did it say? Not break time. It said
beach time.
No, not beach time.
No, lounge time.
Yeah, it said something like rest time.
Lounge time, I think.
Something like this.
Yeah.
And it's like I go 1 hour to something and then I have the whole day off. I'm like, I'm on vacation. The whole thing is off.
Right.
So I call the people and I say, can I make some changes here?
And to change the whole itinerary.
8 to 9. There was not
one thing on the itinerary I planned that happened.
Well, that's how you do vacation.
I'm like, lounge time?
He tells me, he goes, why do I need to be on the beach for an entire day?
Right.
I'm like, what am I going to get? Become a lobster and then have like a welts all over and then be aloe vera lotioned up and then be in pain when I get back?
Right.
I don't need to go there to get a tan. I don't need to fly 8,000 miles.
Yeah.
I'm going to another culture. I want to be able to enjoy.
Experience the culture.
Yes.
Yeah. Embrace and absorb.
So they flew 2 people from Thailand to come to me.
Yeah.
And then I rearranged the entire itinerary and there were 6 people waiting for me when I did show up there. And then the whole time they enjoyed life more than you could imagine.
I will say we've been together now 22 years. We've been to 89 countries together.
Wow.
And before I met him, I had been to Europe like so many times for business.
Yeah.
And before I met him, I remember, I think, man, I'd been to like England like 5 or 6 times or whatever. And then we did this big Christmas trip for England. And he goes, and I'm like, well, I've been there so many times. He goes, have you been to Stonehenge? I'm like, no. Have you been? And he's like reading off all these things in England. And he goes, how do you go to London 5 times and you've never seen Stonehenge?
Wow. You don't see these monuments of.
He's like, have you been to Windsor Castle? I'm like, no.
So like Akihabara, right? You've done the
story. I climbed the gate. I had a meeting.
That was Kensington Palace.
Kensington Palace. The gate was locked. I'm like, don't you know I'm coming? But I'm on the books.
Yeah.
So I said, that's fine. I'm getting in here somehow.
Hilarious.
I started climbing the fence. The big.
They're coming. And the little horses.
The horse guys come over. They were so hot.
You can't climb Kensington Palace gates.
So freaking hot. And I'm like up there looking down. You know, the horses, they're like, sir. and you know, with their English accent, they're sir.
Yeah.
Can we escort you?
Oh, hilarious.
I said, well, the gate's closed. Right. I couldn't get in. I have an appointment. Right.
I'm like, you can't climb the gates of Kensington Palace.
So I came down and they escorted me.
Hilarious.
Well, there was no note that says this way, that way. I saw the gate. I'm like, let me in. Somebody let me in.
Yes, you claim it.
Now, your podcast, will it be the bulk of going into 2026? Are you changing any formats? Is it the bulk of you guys together? Are you having guests?
We always have guests.
Yeah.
So every...
You know, that's interesting that you say that. Because you know how many people have said, the guests, I don't want to listen to any of the guests. I want to hear you guys.
Correct. But the thing about our show...
And our number one show was just us talking about Christmas traditions last year.
But... the thing that they really like is he has the coffee read of our celebrity guests.
Oh, my. You have to experience it.
Okay. And that's why they like
you
it.
Have
and then we also do a runway rundown where we critique fashion from different celebrities. And they love
it. We don't
that
critique
as well,
it.
Too.
We trash it.
Well, we do. Yeah. Well, some of us pretty bad.
Well, from the expert here. Yeah. When you know, you know.
Well, but some of it's just really bad. I'm like, I don't care if a stylist told you to wear this.
Yeah.
Don't put it on if you know, like, I can look at something and know I'm not gonna look good in this.
Yeah,
I don't care if a stylist is telling me to wear it, I'm not gonna wear
but
it.
But I do. 3 years ago, I've been doing coffee reads since I was 4.5 years old.
Yeah.
But 3 years ago, he exposed me on the podcast to do the Armenian Ground coffee reading. I thought, what does this have to do with fashion? Or like a fashion pod? Like, what is this? Like, this is insane.
Yeah.
I had done that many years ago on Bravo. And they had come to me at that time going, oh my God, like, what the hell is this? Like, I go, are you kidding me? Hello, I'm a designer.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now that I was exposed, but I'm in a different place in my life where I feel like the connection with humans is so much greater than not.
Agreed.
So when he got me exposed, all these people that listen to us, that follow us, that know us from so many different platforms are like, what the f- is Paul doing now? Like, what is
and
it?
Then season 5, I've added a few coffee reads. Like, we have Egypt. He does her coffee reading. Sheena Shea from Vanderpump Rules. He did her wedding gown.
Yeah. On the show.
When she got married to Brock. And he did her coffee reading on Undress.
Yeah. So you guys have, you guys spill the tea, so to say.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So now we're in the new
coffee.
I was going to say, are you guys also on the... Are you guys on all platforms, all streaming platforms?
Yeah.
Or can
we have SiriusXM as well?
Yeah, Undressed with Paul and Patrick is on Apple, Spotify, Pandora, and the SiriusXM app.
So if you have SiriusXM, because we also do.
And YouTube, you can watch on YouTube.
Yeah, so.
I was going to say, do you guys have your YouTube channel?
We do.
Yes, up and running.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, YouTube is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just another creative space.
Absolutely. You're both very creative.
It's not Amazon, but, you know.
Is Amazon a goal? Is that something to shoot for?
Well, the show is on Amazon.
Down and on Beverly Hills on
Prime. And he wants to also do Undress.
On Amazon.
On Amazon. Yeah. So it gets, I mean, there's 180 million, some random number of people that. Well, because it's audio visual.
Right.
And when I'm doing the Armenian ground coffee reading, you can hear it, and it's exciting because I'm telling you a story about things I don't know.
Yeah,
that's in your life.
Yeah,
and
all right, I need one of these readings.
You do.
Yeah, you do.
It's and really cool. Watching it and seeing the expressions of what the guests and all our guests are celebrity friends.
Yeah,
not that the audience doesn't like them, but they rather hear us.
Yeah, that's fun though.
Than them. Yeah. And then they get to the coffee ground reading.
Yeah. Well, you guys are a great time and you guys have such great personalities. It's so creative. You guys are such a pleasure to talk to.
Why? Is it over? I don't want it to be over yet.
Sorry, you say it's over. This is your episode.
No, this has been great. Thank you for having us.
Fantastic.
Time. Absolutely.
A pleasure to meet this one, too.
I know, right? Welcome to LA, my friend.
There she is. She's
with the snow bubbles, you were here, I would have brought you one so you can hang it on your backpack.
They're so adorable.
Your luggage as you're cruising along, hearing them.
I have to get one of those.
Yeah,
you totally do.
Yeah. Mwah. Amazing. And now the book is also on Amazon.
Yeah. It's Anna Nicole Smith, Portrait of an Icon.
Yep.
Is the name of the book. And you can get it on Amazon or portraitofanicon.com.
And your social media handles.
Go ahead, yours.
Paul Attu, PolAtteu. Please, I need more friends. Please go to my IG.
Yes.
PolAtteu. Even if you don't like me. Just go ahead and get every phone you have in your house and be my friend.
Yes.
I love friends. And DM me. Yes. I love, I sit there and I want to DM people. I don't know how to do it very well, but I sit there and I like the comments. I enjoy it.
That's fun. You like to interact, right?
I do because I feel like, you know what, if you took the time to reach out, it's my responsibility to communicate back.
Yeah,
that's a great attitude.
And Patrick Simpson, Patrick, Simpson, all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, everything. And then people can book a coffee read at polattu.com, or they can book us for dinner. Yes. They actually pay us to go to dinner with us.
Wow,
so
fantastic.
That's... Go to fansocial.co.
Fantastic.
You can do coffee with me. You can do
an experience.
An experience. You could do dinner.
Yeah.
I love to eat, and I don't drink, so I'm a cheap date.
Not me. I drink,
and I love to eat.
Fantastic.
Yeah, people actually book us for the time with us.
Oh, I bet it's a hoot. I've had a hoot in the studio today.
Thank you.
Guys are fantastic.
You're gonna get billed. Don't worry.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Don't be in your books to follow. Oh my God, it's time to go.
Yeah,
we're wrapping up.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, so the amazing Paul Attu and Patrick Simpson. Follow these guys on all their social media handles. Buy the book, watch the shows. That's a wrap.